Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, and my guest today is Ray Erb. Ray, how are you?
I'm wonderful today.
Well, great to have you with me. Ray is the founder and owner, and CEO and everything of Easy Check. It was all Easy Check Caribbean, but now you're programming Easy towards Caribbean. Easy Check. And so he's an entrepreneur, and we'll talk about how he started his business and some of the turmoils and interesting challenges in that. But Ray is also a member of San Juan Rotary, and we have a lot in common in the educational area, which we're going to cover a little bit of.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd start off, and it's a little bit like with John Stewie of Molinos of Puerto Rico, recent guest I had, because what happens often in the States, and it's something since I studied grammar school and high school and college and law school in the States, is something that I feel so strongly we need more in Puerto Rico. But I wanted to discuss your experience as a member of the Rochester Catholic School Band in Rochester, New York. Ray, born and raised and studied through Rochester Institute of Technology in Rochester. But let's talk to me about the band, that experience, which I think is sort of like John Stewie with the Kansas State football team. Tell me about that experience, what it meant to you and your development as a person.
Well, I was part of one of the best high school marching bands in the country at the time. It was about 130 members, and we traveled to Europe every year.
What were the ages of the kids?
Well, it's freshmen in high school through seniors in high school.
High school, okay.
So, you know, high school age. And we practiced every day. If you missed practice, you got in trouble.
How many people did not get into the band? You know, in terms of, I remember for college football. I mean, for football in high school and college of high hockey, those cuts. You know, whether you made it. Was it tough to get into the band? I mean, how many people did not qualify for the band at the Rochester?
It was same. We were actually recruited from grammar school.
Right.
Most of the students, the band leader was phenomenal, had perfect pitch, was just this amazing musician, and he would go to all the different grammar schools and recruit people. So pretty much, you really didn't try out; you were recruited. If you weren't recruited, you had a
very recruited from chance. Other schools to come to your school to be a member of the band.
Yeah, so I was in grammar school, and they came to our school and said, okay, you know, who's the best students in this school? And they picked five or six from our school, and then we had to practice all summer to see if we could make it into the band.
Wow.
So it
wow.
was very intense.
that's incredible. Well, then tell us about your experience in the band. I mean, you it's difficult to get in. And if you don't go to the practice, as you're saying, you get kicked out.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about the experience. What were some of the things, highlights of your experience in the band?
Well, what I played was drums, and we had about 130 people marching. You can imagine eight people in a row. So you're talking about many, many rows of musicians, and the people in the front in a parade are playing forward. The people in the back can't hear. So I was called a floater, and I played three drums called the triples, and I had to march up and down from front to back, making sure that everybody could play at the same, play the same song at the same beat. And that was when I really learned about teamwork, because you had to practice so many hundreds and maybe thousands of hours together to be able to pull that off. You see them play in a football game and it sounds easy, but when these people are 300 feet apart and the sound takes a second to travel from one end of the football field to the other, it's an amazing feat.
And I mean, I went to Harvard, and we had a funny, in terms of Harvard, they don't do this organized, synchronized relocating of the team, or the band.
Yeah.
But most bands do this synchronization, incredible synchronization, which I always find, at the same time you're playing your piece and your particular instrument, you're then synchronizing marching and changing the thing. Tell me about that, which is incredible teamwork. I find that just fascinating.
Well, you know, the teamwork starts with the individual practice. We were taught to march what was called 8-to-5. We had to march 5 yards, 15 feet, in 8 steps. But you had to be able to march the length of a football field, which is 300 feet, perfectly within 1 step. And you had to do it almost blindfolded. So you have to have the individual learning his instrument, learning how to march, and then learning the whole routine, and then putting it together with the team, you know, to pull the whole thing off. In our case, I was in the drum line, so our drum line would practice individually, and then we would again have to practice with the whole band. So there's the element of you have to do your individual work, but you have to pull that together with the team who might be going in different directions or doing other things.
And in your high school band, did you just basically march down the field or march down the road? Wherever, or did you have these synchronized, fancy synchronizations of elements that are mind-boggling sometimes?
I think that's what was so complicated about it. We would do the marching in the parades, which, you know, in the middle of the parade you would do a formation or something. But every year we would go to the state competition, and I remember one year they had this amazing setup where we were marching in the competition, and then at some point the director had us all form 2 opposing lines at different ends of the field, and the color guard had their flags, and they pointed them towards the center. So as the 2 lines were marching into the center with the color guard with their flags down, the judges were caught in the center because the color guard's coming at them with these flags. And it was... you learn a lot about things are not just about practicing your steps and your move, but also coordinating everything with a plan. That plan was to actually make it so that the judges didn't have time to mark against you. So the judges couldn't mark a point against us. And that got us extra points. Yeah.
Okay. And the 130, was that a specific number that didn't vary, like an 11-member football team?
No, they would take an extra.
It would change. That changed right.
There was color guard that had maybe 20, and then there was the twirlers that had maybe 20, and then there was the drum line that was about 20, and then the rest of the band, the musicians.
So there was some flexibility, but more or less they tried to keep it around that number. Now, as you competed, you did this statewide, how does the competition take place? I mean, is the citywide, then statewide,
no,
then
it was
regional?
It was a statewide competition. At that point, anybody could join back then. And every band would go out and do their presentation. I think it was about a 12-minute presentation, maybe 15 minutes. Basically what you would see at the halftime of the football show. And the scores that we got were always phenomenal. And it was because of the preparation of the band.
So you were at your time, and is that still ongoing? I mean, Rochester, that particular school?
That was Bishop Kearney High School in Rochester, for all you Bishop Kearney fans. but no, that band disbanded. In fact, the director of the band died this year. They stopped the band probably about 15 years ago.
So you won during your time the state competition, and then you go from there. What's the next level, or you did not go to the next level?
What happened is back in the 60s, there was a parade in New York City for the St. Patrick's Day parade, and the mayor of Dublin happened to see our band, and he invited the band to go play over in the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin. And in that same parade, the Kennedys were in the parade, and it was a very, very emotional time.
Wow.
So then they built up this trip every year to Europe, and we went to Italy, Ireland, France, England, playing. We played for the Prince of Monaco. We played for the Pope. I played at London Tower Bridge, just to see so much of Europe when I'm only 16 years old.
Oh, tremendous experience.
Yeah.
But we have to take a break, and we'll go back and talk a little bit more about the experience in the band. And I'm with Ray Erb of Easy Check, and an ex-band
band geek.